and welcome to another episode of Book Echoes, the podcast on making great books while making creative lives that work for us. I'm your host, Connie B. Dowell. And Merry Christmas, if you celebrate, as this is going out on Christmas Day. Also, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year, Happy all the wonderful holidays that come about this time of year. So today, I'm talking about goal setting and planning for the new year. And I actually do this much more than just once a year. I think most of us do at least some level of planning much more than just once a year. I actually do this once a year, once a quarter, and once a month. So I'm planning and revising and looking back at my goals quite a lot. Why do I do this? Not just because it's fun and shiny to think about your goals and all the fun stuff that you're totally going to achieve in the future. That is just one of the reasons I like to plan so much, but also because plans do evolve over time. As wonderful as my 2019 plans were, as much good as it did to make them, I changed over time. And I had to change the initial hoped for release dates of some things. And it took a little more time than I thought it would take. But there were also things that weren't totally in the plans. I had a vague notion at the beginning of 2019. I wanted to put something out in the field of author education, but the concrete plans for writing without childcare were not yet in place. So that was something new that I added as I revised my goals. So while this is a process we all really like to focus on here at the end of 1 year, and especially now at the end of one decade, while we're planning for a totally new decade, it's actually something we should do pretty frequently throughout the year to keep ourselves on track, to adjust plans as necessary, and to add in new opportunities and ideas as they come up, assuming they fit our overall goals for the year. So let's talk a little bit about goals, specifically about an acronym that a lot of people use to evaluate what's a good goal or a less good goal is something called SMART goals. And that is an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. So, specific. Let's look at the first one. A specific goal versus a vague goal. So a vague, broader goal would be something like get in shape. That's great to have as a thing you want to achieve, but it's also kind of nebulous. What's in shape to you versus what is in shape to someone else? In shape compared to what? How in shape do you want to be? How do you know if you've achieved it? A more specific goal would be, I want to run a 5K. So great, you've run it. You know what, you've got a specific thing in mind you want to do. And there, from there, you can work out the steps to take to achieve that goal. The next element is measurable. Again, in shape, not as easily measurable. Run the 5K. You've done it or you haven't. That's measurable. To give more of a kind of a recurring, continuous goal, maybe your goal is to get up and work out 3 days a week. That's measurable. You can see on the calendar, you can mark off every time that you've gotten up and worked out in the morning. And you know if you're achieving it or not. Achievable, that's the one. Is this a goal that you can realistically achieve. If you don't work out a day in your life and you want to, you know, run a marathon next week, that is maybe not so achievable. But getting up and working out 3 days a week, that's probably more achievable. If you wanted to train for something, maybe you wanted, you want to get ready to run that 5K in a couple of months. And you're going from couch potato to running in this race, but you've got some time to do it. So that's more of an achievable goal. Next, relevant. Is this kind of relevant to your overall aspirations and missions? Or are you kind of getting off on a little bit of a tangent? And that's something you guys can probably analyze for yourselves. Is this goal something that you really want to pursue given your overall, you know, hopes and dreams for your career, for your personal life, whatever? Finally, time bound. You know, is there a specific time in which to achieve this goal? So the 5K example, that's got a specific date. You want to specifically run a particular race, that's time bound. You need to get ready by that date. But there's ways to make other kinds of goals time bound as well. Say you've got the goal to get up and work out, you know, 3 mornings a week, but you're ready to ease into it. You want to be consistently achieving that, say, in a couple of months, because you know it's kind of a rocky start. And in that way, you can make these more continuous, regular activity goals something that's achievable or in a specific time frame. So you can make other goals time bound in that way. Now, there's, you know, this is a really good framework for organizations to use in certain circumstances, but it's, you know, it's not something you want to use to rule out all of your goals. So if you're sitting down and writing out your goals for your writing and publishing in 2020, there are probably a lot of goals that you've got on your list that fit this framework. So if you've got specific books, series you want to publish in 2020, and you've got dates or at least a kind of ballpark publishing schedule in place, then you've really met all of this. All of this is a specific goal. I want to publish this book or these sets of books. Measurable. You publish it or you don't. Achievable. Assuming you're not trying to do all of this in, you know, in a real unrealistic time frame, then yes, this is something that you can do. Relevant, that's relevant to writing and publishing business. And time bound, you've got some specific dates or a specific month or season in which you want to publish things. That's time bound. But there's also important goals that will further your writing development and your author career that are less specific. It's important to have those vague goals so that you can set more specific goals throughout the year. So to use myself as an example, I've got a pretty long list of these really specific SMART goals in terms of books that I want to publish, things I want to turn into workbook versions of themselves. So publishing schedules, lot very specific and SMART goals. I've also got a lot of SMART goals for marketing stuff, things that I want to do and that I'm starting to assign some time constraints to when I want to accomplish these things, that they can easily be turned into SMART goals. However, I've got a lot of goals that are a little bit more nebulous. Things like, I want to learn more about ads, just general author continuing education. And that's something, whether you want to learn more about advertising, you want to learn more about, you know, your newsletter, anything about the business or the craft of writing, you just want to learn more, that you can have as a nebulous yearly goal, but something that you can check in on once a month. And that's kind of how I like to treat my author continuing ed type goals. I might have some specific things at the beginning of the year. So like for this year, I know there are some specific books that I want to read to learn about certain subjects. I want to learn more about Facebook and Amazon advertising. You know, I want to learn more about crafting newsletter automations. But I also want to make sure I'm checking in on this regularly and learning more regularly. So it's something I want to put on my on my monthly checklist of things to do. How am I learning more about the craft and business side of being an author each month? So if I had a bigger, more year-long goal, I could structure it around one specific subject. I could structure that learning around one specific subject, but I don't really, not this year. So it's just something that I want to check in on and make more of a SMART goal each year or each month that achieves this more nebulous year-long goal of learning more. So that's why I think as much as, you know, the SMART framework is really helpful, and it's helpful to see, it's helpful to give yourself these benchmarks so that you see whether you're achieving goals or not, so that you don't set up lofty goals and then you just kind of wander about throughout the year. I think it's more important to sit down, write out all those lofty goals in your head, and then see how you can turn them into smaller SMART goals in pursuit of this bigger mission for yourself as an author. So the next thing I want to talk to you about is the four areas I try to keep goals in. So the first one is obviously production and publishing. So making more books, making more versions of books, making a class or something like that. So making stuff is one area, and that's the area that we do tend to focus on as authors. We've got these big publishing goals. But we also need to not neglect these other areas of our goal making in marketing and in publicity and in, like I said, this sort of author continuing ed, learning more stuff about craft and about business. So for marketing, you might have more specific goals, or you might, again, a lot of people get really stuck on marketing and they just go, oh, learn more about marketing. And it's an easy way to kind of ease into it. The same way that I do with author education, just as a monthly check-in, is do more marketing stuff, learn more about marketing, make sure that you're doing something every month. And if you're in a place where you feel kind of overwhelmed, then that's probably the way to start about this, is to just make it a monthly check-in to see if you can do something new every month, if you can get something new consistently added into your schedule every month for marketing, then that's probably just the baby steps way to go. But you might, like me, be coming into the new year with more specific marketing goals. I know I've got some things that I really want to achieve in marketing. I really want to get more reviews. I really want to update my websites, my book pages, social media, etc. But there's also these kind of constant check-in goals. Much like getting up every morning and I want to saying I want to, you know, run 3 times a month or something, or 3 times a week or something. I've got those sort of continuous goals for marketing as well. Getting consistent with ad creation and check-in. And so that's something that in here in this last week of the year, I'm trying to decide my schedule, at least for this first month, to get that consistency goal in place. I've already established a goal for content marketing in terms of this podcast. I'm upping it to a weekly schedule, and that's a consistency type goal that is specific and fits under marketing. So I've talked about that author continuing ed as a goal before, and you might, like me, be checking in once a month and doing something new, or you might have a specific course you want to take, specific books you want to read. But what I haven't mentioned so much of is that last category, that fourth category of publicity. And this is something that is new and I'm adding into a lot of my goal setting this year. It's something I've known I really need to do more of, and I'm finally taking that action. And because I'm easing into it, I'm doing it in baby steps, the way I'm doing with author continuing education. Every month, I'm seeing what new can I do in terms of publicity for my books and myself as an author. And that's an approach I'd recommend if you are kind of new to this publicity game as well. There's a lot you can do in terms of publicity. You can get on podcasts as a guest. You can guest blog. You can write articles for, you know, your local newspaper, for a magazine. There's a lot you can do. You could do local events in terms of publicity. But I'm just doing one little thing a month. Maybe January will be, you know, pitch 3 podcasts to appear on them. So one little thing a month to get a little bit more publicity out there. And I'm taking it in baby steps, not just because it's kind of a new thing, an area I've only sort of dabbled in, but also because at this point in evaluating, it's less valuable than marketing for me. It might be more valuable for traditionally published authors who have a lot of money behind them, in at least their publishers have a lot of money behind them. But for me, marketing is going to have more bang for my buck. Not that I'm paying for publicity, but more bang for my time. But it is an area I don't want to neglect, and it's something I want to give it a shot. So that is making it into my goals for this year. But I want to add one more, actually. I'm going to add a fifth goal area for authors this year, and that is personal goals. So it's as excited as I get about author business goals. You don't want to neglect your personal life as well. So you might have, again, more nebulous personal goals that you can refine into more specific goals. So not to lay out all of my goals here for you guys, but like, for example, I want to get more exercise, which is a little bit nebulous, but I think I'm going to do some stair climbing. Say, try to do that, again, baby steps. Do that maybe 3 times a week and then see if I can work it up to every weekday. And I'd like to get out, and since we're in a new city this autumn, I'd like to kind of get out and meet more people. And so I'll try to do some more community activities. So that's, again, really kind of a nebulous goal at this point. But I'm going to try some new stuff in January and maybe find, I've looked up to a local chorus, and that would combine a personal goal of, make some local buddies with a personal goal of wanting to enjoy more music. I've been teaching myself violin for a while and not really getting much of anywhere because it's so difficult to practice with two toddlers running around. But you can sing and do other things and multitask in a way that you really can't with a violin and with babies who want to hop up and grab your violin out of your hands. Even though that is instructive for them, and I'm still gonna play once in a while so that they get that music exposure and because I like it. But I wanted more music in my life, and that's maybe joining a local choral group is one way to get that and combine two goals. So while you're looking at your personal nebulous goals, see if you can make those two goals, so make two nebulous goals into one SMART goal that accomplishes those two objectives. So my challenge for you guys is to sit down and thus do a vomit draft of all the goals you want to achieve in 2020. Then see if you can craft some SMART goals out of those and see if you can fit it in those five categories of, number one, projects you want to publish, marketing, publicity, author continuing education, and personal goals. And then finally, sit down and try to think about what you would like your author life to look like 10 years from now when we're entering 2030. And that is so far away, it's almost difficult to picture. But that's something I'll be doing in the last week of the year, is trying to think about what I want my life to look like 10 years from now. And are my 2020 goals an appropriate step one of 10 to get me to that position? So that has been a lot on goals, a lot on planning. And speaking of planning, I am still hard at work on the planner. And if you would like a free review copy when this planner is done, I will have a sign up form on the show notes of this episode. So do be sure to check it out. And you can click on the episode link. Sometimes that works in podcast players and sometimes it doesn't. If it doesn't, then just go to bookechoes.com/show. That's all the show notes for all the episodes. And this one will be right at the top if you are listening to this the week that it comes out. If not, it should still be pretty close to the top in subsequent weeks. And you can sign up. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have had a wonderful 2019. I will be back at you in 2020. Until next time.